Welcome to the Business Shop Podcast, where our guests speak on meeting the challenges of entrepreneurship, as well as offer tips and advice on business, marketing, technology, and more. Whether you are a newbie or a seasoned professional, this episode is for you. I am your host, Audrey Wiggins. Let's chop it up. Hello, Chop Squad. Your host, Audrey Wiggins. Happy to be here again with you. Our guest today is Danielle Harris. She's a marketing and messaging consultant who teaches coaches and service providers how to attract and sign dream clients by sharing their unique stories in their messaging. She has worked in marketing for over 10 years and believes that for most business owners, their story is their most underutilized asset. I'm guilty of that one. Danielle is based in Metro Detroit, where she was born and raised. And Danielle is also known for her love of chocolate and travel. And one other fun thing on here is that she loves K-pop. And Danielle, I have to tell you, I do listen sometimes. I love it. The harmonies and, you know, just the camaraderie between the artists, I think it's really cool.
Oh, yeah, I love it too. I love it too.
I know, it's crazy. So it's always good to have some of those fun personal things to share with folks. So we're going to get back with you, Danielle, on the other side of this message.
Knock out your competition with All Together Marketing. We elevate your brand. Take a stance with your business name, logo, the tagline, your colors, even the fonts for your business. And then jab left with your website. Jab right with core values. Back up with product experience and bring it on with you. Visit alltogether.biz and let us help you create a knockout brand.
Welcome, Danielle, again to the Business Shop. It's great to have you here today.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, great. Thank you. So I want to get started. You have a marketing background, a woman after my own heart. but I'm going to be sitting at your feet today along with the Chop Squad. So we're going to learn some stuff so we can be better business owners, maybe even employees as far as that goes. All right. So let's just dive in. You talk about using our story, our personal stories within our messaging. So how can, what's the basis of that, and how would we even, how does that work into what we do?
Yeah. So a lot of times when people say, like, okay, I got to tell my story, they're just trying to figure out, like, all right, well, I don't really have a story. There's nothing that's that interesting about it. Like, that's not possibly an asset of mine. Like, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm
right.
doing. I'm just going to tell you the things that I know, do the things that I'm telling you to do. I'm an expert and go for it. But a lot of times it's one of those things where, okay, well, how did you get to this level of expertise? What are some of the things that were some of the hard-earned lessons that you went through in order to get this? And especially for a lot of coaches, consultants, even service providers, the story that they have that got them to where they're at and how they're able to help the people that they're working with is just as compelling as all of the information that they've gathered around the way. So I'm thinking of one person in particular. She has the story and background of being construction, which is not so different from me because I have a background in construction too. And she's just like, that's not relevant to anything. But when the work that she's doing right now, she's just like, well, I had to be very task oriented. I had to be very organized. And that's going to help my clients in so many ways because I know how in the construction industry, there's so many moving parts with things needing to be ordered and things needing to be shipped over here and over there. Like, I needed to have my hands like completely around the task at hand so that I didn't lose anything. And so for the people that she works with, like, they have all of these moving parts in their businesses, and her job is to help them manage all of that. Her story of being able to manage moving parts for $1 million organizations directly translates into her being able to help her clients. Having that story as a background is going to only enhance how she's able to communicate to her clients, how she's able to help. The story is not about you per se. Mm-hmm. The story is about how your story is actually going to be helpful for the people that you're wanting to help. You're not selling it just be like, look how fancy I am. Look how great I am. It's actually more about like how you can create a deeper connection with the people that you're trying to help. That's the goal. That's the point of the story.
Okay. So helping us to go deeper than the surface.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, because she's had to be a fantastic, you know, project manager.
Exactly.
And that's a transferable skill, and it's also a skill that she can teach somebody else.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where a lot of people, at least the people that I work with, they were in jobs that they may or may not have actually liked, and they were just like, I want to create a business of my own. And they want to start their story directly at the point of where they started their business and ignore like all their other years of experience because they want to be known as this new identity that they're stepping into and completely disregard all of the years and years of experience that they had. In most cases, that's it's not to your advantage to ignore all of that past history because a lot of times people just think, well, are people going to think of me as credible as, you know, if I had have all this background in all these other various different places, I want people to see me as an expert where I'm at right now. So if I mention other things that I did, they think that that's going to take away from their experience where really it's an enhancement of it all. Mm-hmm. And what I help my clients do is pick out like how we can thread all of that through to say like, you know so much from a varied background of areas, and we could pull all of that together to make a compelling story as to why people should hire you.
How do we even begin to pull this information out or pull it up out of our, the deep recesses of our brains of what we did and the impact maybe of what that was and how we make that a story, like you said, without it being, I did this, I did that, without the I part.
Right. And it starts with your clients, the people that you want to help. What are the things that they are experiencing? What are the things that they need help with? What are the things that they would say, oh, if someone that knew how to do this would be amazing? Mm-hmm. And go from there. Again, the story is not about bolstering you up as the individual, but to give some ease, give some confidence, give some reassurance to the people that you're trying to work with. So how to do the things that your clients are specifically struggling with, how is our parts of your story going to be able to soothe and calm that? Mm-hmm. So for me, I work in the online space a lot. I work with a lot of coaches and consultants. And there are a lot of people that say like, oh, here's this marketing trick. Here's that marketing trick. But the person that has been in the space and teaching all of these things may not have this really depth and grounded knowledge of marketing. Whereas me and my story, I started off, I did that in undergrad. I went to grad school for that. I worked in industry for 10 years, and now I'm moving into the space where I'm helping coaches and consultants in the online space. Like mm-hmm. that is part of my story across the board. And mm-hmm. again, I mentioned earlier that I worked in the concrete space. I was working with trying to sell books and conferences about concrete. Mm-hmm. And I always say, if I can make that sound interesting, I can do something with what it is that you do. Because what you do is automatically so much more interesting than a book about concrete. So that being said, it's not about like you having like the most like flashy or anything. It's more about like what is going to be so reassuring and so comforting to the person that you want to help. Do they want to know that like, oh, yeah, like the skill sets that they have is going to be this, or they want to get this kind of result. Have you gotten that result for yourself or someone else and being able to tell those aspects? So it's not really about like, yes, I go through your timeline of all the different events that you have, but mm-hmm. a lot of times people will very much like gloss over or skip over. When I focus on what it is that your clients want and need, I usually pick up on a story that people will just like, oh, well, that's not important. But they are, say, a travel person and they are in the travel space and they forget to mention that, oh, that they went island hopping in their 20s. Just like, you didn't think that that was relevant to your story? It's like, no, but it was so long ago. It was that.
And I was just having fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. They wouldn't have told me that if we were trying to create like a timeline. Yes, mm-hmm. that's good. Go through and do that. But a lot of times it's only in reflection back of something else, of someone else that you're able to mm-hmm. pull out and say like, oh, okay, well, this is interesting. This is good. So for someone trying to do that for themselves, I would say first, make a detailed list of what are the things that your clients need to believe in order to want to trust to work with you. What are the things at the end of the day, the result that they want to get? How do they want to feel at the end of this result? What is the ultimate goal that they want to get by doing this? So it could be that you help people build websites. Okay, so you're just like, well, the final result is they just want this website. Okay, but what exactly are they trying to accomplish by having this? How have you helped other people accomplish similar things by this website? What were the things that you were able to accomplish with this website? Stories that you might not have necessarily told. You need to look at it through your customer's eyes.
In cultivating our message, so is this a message just one-on-one, or we're talking about online content like an ad campaign, or, you know, how would we weave our story into that, or the pieces, parts, you know, how would we do that, especially when you talk about online marketing, because you have your long form, you have short form.
Yeah. So I like to think about this as an overarching thing that then gets embedded into every single piece that you do. When you're super clear on your own story and the story of your other people that you're trying to serve, it's going to be embedded in your long form content. It's going to speak to the pithy little ads that you have going out, because it's speaking directly to the people that you're trying to reach. And so maybe you have a headline that says, make X amount of dollars and X amount of months just like I did, or, you know, something that's like true and authentic to whatever experience or whatever result you're trying to get people. But once you understand and so clear on that, it makes it so much easier to create a piece of content that's going to appear on Instagram, or to make a blog, or to make a YouTube video, because you are so clear on what it is that your people want. And you can talk about a story of either yourself or someone that you've worked with that can give people hope. Like, really, the goal of it is to give possibility. If you can show that there is possibility in working with you, because you have all of these stories and all of these tidbits about how you were able to make it work and happen, that's how you build trust.
That makes sense. So I know there's a question on your list is like, what if I don't like marketing online? Okay, so you tell that person, like, go get a job, or
I mean, if you don't like marketing online, all of these things that I've been talking about, they work for talking to people in person. Now, if you just don't want to talk and say or do anything, then yeah, I'm with you. Like, yeah, you might want to go and do something else. But if you're just like, I don't want to post anything online, I don't want to do anything. I have plenty of clients who love going to in-person networking events. Like, that's where they like to spend their time. And the things that I'm talking about are the same type of things, where it's, you're talking to someone face-to-face and you're trying to say, okay, what are the things that you are trying to accomplish? And you kind of go through a list and you're like, oh, is it this? Is it that? You have conversation and you're just like, oh, this is how I potentially help you. And it's through having that conversation. And typically, if you think about any conversations that you have talked to someone and you're like, oh, like, this is how we are similar. And then you start to go deeper into that. And then you realize, like, oh, I really like this person because we connect and match on this one singular topic, and we had a lot of great conversation and back and forth, and you feel really good about, you know, the time that you spent with this person, because you were like, oh, we connected so much on this one topic. That's on a one-on-one space. And really what we're doing in the online space is taking that same thing, but just magnifying it across a whole lot more people. It's the same concepts and the same principles, which is why I love teaching this and talking about this, because it's not dependent on a particular platform. It's just a good foundational thing to have across the board. And anything else is just tweaking it based off of, like, oh, okay, well, TikTok likes this a little bit better, or YouTube likes that a little bit better. But it's the same foundational principle across the board, no matter if you're doing an ad in television, if you're talking in person at a networking event, if you're on a podcast or wherever else. Like, those are some just foundational principles that you need to understand in order to start really connecting with people.
Okay. So if we were, if we were just, you know, meeting you, because I know you talked about you were in the concrete business. So tell us, like, your stories, or if you want to use a client, you know, that's fine, as an example, you know, especially if where we're meeting somebody, you know, we're always trying to get our elevator speech together, you know, I do this or I do that. So give us an example of how, you know, you took that message and, you know, took, you know, that story and made your intro message.
Well, I'll tell you from the start that that was something like my clients, I was ready to not entirely talk about. I was just like, who wants to hear about that? That is not interesting. And I truly didn't know that many other people that were one in the that particular construction space, concrete space in particular, and then made this jump over. And it took me a while before I got to a point where I even felt comfortable. I realized that I knew a lot of things. I had a lot of knowledge, but I was just coming from it as these are the things that I knew, but no one knew what my background and what my story was. And it wasn't until I was telling someone offhand, like, oh yeah, I worked in this area. And there were a couple people that's ears kind of perked up and was like, oh, that's interesting. How did you do that? How did you get there? And it took me some time and it took me some practice. And so a lot of times people are just like, all right, well, like if I'm trying to do this, like what's the perfect, just like really quick way to get it going? It takes practice. It's like if you were to do a TED Talk, like they require X amount of times of practicing and refining in order to get it right. It is the same thing and it's always constantly changing. So for me, as my process of how I got to it, it was one bits and drips of my story. And then I got to the point where people realized like, oh yeah, this is where she was. And now at this point, people kind of expect to for me to somewhat mention some of my experience, whether it's from talking about the books and the conferences that I had to do all about concrete, all the way to now opening up offices in the Middle East and across Europe. Like those are some of the aspects that I talk about of saying, really, in the online space, I know how to help you guide a story in many different places, because not only have I been able to talk about things that other people would say, like, that's hard, that's impossible, that's not a sexy topic, but also at the same time, I've been able to translate a story from a US-centric based organization, which is where I was at with Concrete Plays, into the Middle East, into a whole new environment, into a whole new market that the organization hadn't had any exposure to. It was more haphazard, and creating a strategic strategy to really grow and thrive and open up an office and create strategic relationships with. And so for me, if I'm able to do that in that aspect, what you're doing at your stage of how wanting to need to grow and expand to talk to more people, I know exactly what you need to do, whether it's, you know, multimillion dollar organization or your up and coming consulting business. Like there are still some foundational principles across the board that are just the same. And I know how to help you do that.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. Because I know I've worked for GE for several years. And the division I was in, is called GE Energy now, I think it is, but it was used to be called the Nuclear Energy Business Operations. And we made these big giant things we called LPRMs, local power range monitors. They go, actually, they would, you know, they would go down to the stack of a nuclear power plant. And so I was inside sales and customer service. And so I did get to talk to people around the world. So, but I never thought about, you know, putting that, weaving that experience into a story, or, you know, not a story, but into a message, you know, messaging and, you know, what I do now.
Yeah, I think that just that in and of itself gives a level of increased credibility of what it is that you can do. And then people are just nosy, if we're being perfectly honest. And they just want to know a little bit about you. And they're just like, oh, that's so interesting. Like it just humanizes, especially if you're trying to grow your business in an online space. There are a lot of things where people are just like, you're just a person that comes across my screen. But the more that you kind of know about a person, the more you're just like, oh, that's interesting. I like that about them. Oh, they have this background. They have this aspect. People just like to feel connected. And so being able to do that strategically through saying like, okay, this is an experience here, this is an experience there. It talks about my personality, but it also talks about my credibility. It just helps on a human level too, because people just know, people want to know what actually is going on and who you are and what makes you special.
Right.
Outside of even as a business owner, just like, oh yeah, like this person likes this. I know that about her. I know that they like puzzles. I know that she likes chocolate. I know that she likes K-pop. Like, people are just like, oh, that's interesting.
Right. Yeah, that is. And that just makes you more human. Mm-hmm. As you know, as you said, because we're the sum of our parts. And a lot of times I think, I don't know, you know, it may not be true for everyone, but we think about, you know, what we've done in the past. It was like, but everything we've done has led up to where we are today.
Exactly.
I mean, we just didn't all of a sudden be a consultant and doing marketing or, you know, or whatever it is that we do, making, you know, a widget or online mm-hmm. courses. You know, so everything, you know, whatever, you know, we're the sum of our experiences. Let me just, yeah.
Like on one hand, sure, people want to make sure that, no, mm-hmm. am I getting the result that I came here for?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Like that's on one hand, but how did they even get to this point? I remember I was talking to someone who was big in the financial space, and he was talking about financial planners in particular. And he said, do you know that even the most talented certified financial planners are not necessarily the ones that, you know, that are actually the best? It's the ones that people feel like, oh yeah, like I can talk to them. I can call them up. I can have a conversation. The person that necessarily knows like all of the ins and outs and is the most like actual talented and has all the background and experience, he says that those people aren't necessarily always the most successful because they're not connecting on a personal level. They're not engaging with people in a way where it's just like, oh yeah, like I would like to like spend an hour talking about my finances with this person. They're not making me mm-hmm. feel awkward. I feel like an actual person. We can have a great conversation. And so he says like, it's the personality. It's your story. It's your background. It's your experience and how you communicate that with other people that makes people want to feel comfortable, especially in the financial space. You're handing over your retirement, a lot of your life savings. People want to feel as if I'm giving you access to this type of money and how it's being invested, mm-hmm. that I can at least sit down and feel comfortable doing that. Like that's one of the most important things people have. People like to think that like, oh yeah, it's like all super logical things. Like, no, it's an emotional feeling. Do mm-hmm. I like you? Do I trust you?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, then it's just like, okay, they might know what they're doing, but like, I don't want to sit with them for that amount of time. You're not going to want to work with that person. And that's the same thing in your business as you're growing it. Do people feel as if, oh yeah, like I feel comfortable sitting down with them, talking with them as we have our check-ins and have our meetings? That's an enjoyable experience of me doing that. And so it's the same principle, knowing your story of just your experience, your background, how you can help, that helps to get that humanizing aspect. And people are just like, oh, okay, yeah, I want to do that. That sounds fun. That sounds cool. Mm-hmm. And they know what they're talking about.
Right. Yes. So what are three things that we should always do in content creation?
So when you are creating content, it should not be off of what you want to talk about. It should always be focused on what do your people need to hear? What are they currently misunderstanding? Or what is something that they would appreciate hearing that they're not alone on? Of course, it's not like groundbreaking, but it really should be client focused. And so what I like to tell people is like, look at the information that you have when you first met with clients, or you're looking in online forums or wherever it is that you're talking with people. If you want to make good content that's going to really connect on that space, look at the things that they are actually saying and use that reflected back on them in content. So when I tell people about creating stories, I had a client that I was just talking with. And I asked her, like, what are your clients currently talking about? Have you gone through something that's similar like that? Okay, show them the possibility of what they can do. Okay. That's how you're going to create your content that's going to really resonate with people.
How can we get in touch with you and to work with you, or what other, you know, solutions or tools that you may have for us?
Yeah, so I work with my clients one-on-one in a marketing and messaging program. It's a 3-month program where we really get clear on what your stories are, the mm-hmm. stories of your clients, and how you can create content and get more new clients with your story and with your messaging. So I'd love to have you in that. But if you want to learn and connect more with me, then you can follow me on LinkedIn, Danielle R. Harris. You can mm-hmm. follow me on Instagram, danielle.r.harris. Or you can listen to my podcast, Marketing That Works, with Danielle R. Harris. And
awesome.
take a listen to all of the gems and how you can actually integrate in your story into your marketing and messaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. So is there any final advice or recommendations you'd like to leave us with, Danielle?
Yes. So before you start to doubt, like, okay, I truly don't have a story, before you start repeating that to yourself, like, that's not relevant to me, I would, one, beg to differ. And two, I would ask somebody, ask someone that you've maybe have a good relationship, maybe with a client, maybe with another colleague. And they said, outside of your necessarily like work things, what's something that they always found that was super interesting about your background and experience? Lean into that more than you probably already do. It's going to be a good connection point, and it's going to help you start on your path of creating a relationship with other people, and it's going to really help you become more human to the outside world. Not that you aren't, but you know, it's going to give that extra depth and that extra oomph into your presence that you have.
Right, right. Awesome. Well, Danielle, we appreciate you coming today and sharing with us, and so we can begin to weave our stories into our marketing messaging. So Chop Squad, make sure you follow Danielle on social media, sign up for her mailing list, and, you know, get to know her and see how she perhaps can help you to pull your stories out, to weave that into your messaging and your communications, and to develop your better relationships. Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Business Chop. We hope that you were able to glean valuable information from our guest and that you will download and share this podcast. Your rating and review is much appreciated. To go deeper with our guests, please visit their website and social channels. To learn more about us, please visit businesschop.info or altogether.biz, where we will help you expand your brand.